Blog Talk Radio.
I know you're discouraged. I can feel your heart. I have a message for you. Kelly.
Feeling blue, hold on.
You have God's favor.
Well, good evening and welcome to Favor Factor Radio. It is your host, your boy, your prophet, Prophet Charles Briggs. I'm excited that you've joined me tonight, this evening, and as the song says, you do have God's favor. I want to welcome you tonight to Breakthrough Tuesday. What a wonderful time to gather tonight to have our spirits boosted and our faith lifted, and for God to speak a word into our lives concerning our next breakthrough. I want to say good evening to all of you who are joining in, whether you're dialing in or on your phone or whether you are listening via the internet. I want to say good evening to you, 336-434 in the Virginia area. Good evening to you, 919 Raleigh, I see you, 252, I see you, 706 Georgia, I see you tonight, 410-434, good evening to all of you who are dialing in, and some of you are logging in now via the internet, 443. Good evening. I see you tonight. Amen. What an awesome time that we're going to have tonight for the next about 40 minutes. I want to share with you a word that the Lord has given me to help you to understand whether you want to break down or whether you want to experience a breakthrough. By way of announcements on this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m., yours truly will be ministering in Milton, North Carolina at the Prayer of Faith Ministries, where Ambassador Brenda Smith is the pastor. We will be there this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m., 3 o'clock p.m. Don't you miss it. Don't you miss it. Don't miss it. It's going to be an absolutely wonderful time in the Lord. God has a word for the house. God has a word for your life. God has a word for your situation. And I'm looking to see all of my followers to show up there on this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. So many wonderful things are taking place. So many great things are taking place. We're going to be back in the city of Greensboro January the 30th. January the 30th. We will be back in the city of Greensboro January the 30th at 7:30 p.m. God and Light Ministries, Greensboro, North Carolina, 1601 East Bessemer Avenue. Do not miss it. It's called a Threshing Floor Encounter. We'll be coming off of our monthly fast. Amen. We've been fasting ever since the beginning of January, and so what better way to close it and end it is together in prayer. Myself, yours truly, along with Pastor Designate Elder Altron Slade, will be there to help pull you through. I'm telling you now, I'm going to teach for a little bit, and then Elder Slade, Pastor Designate Slade, is going to push in the atmosphere. And from there, you know, you can pretty much know what you want to wear. I hear sometime my administrator say she's going to come in some sweatpants and tennis shoes. So I'm telling you, I want you to come and be comfortable, and we're going to have an absolutely wonderful time. Whatever the Lord says do is what we're going to do. Amen. So come expecting a move of God. Come expecting God to speak a word into your life. Come expecting the atmosphere to be conducive for your next miracle, for your next breakthrough. I'm excited tonight. Breakdown or breakthrough. Hallelujah. And the Lord began to deal with me concerning this. It's been a trying day for most people that I've been hearing in my inbox and prayer requests. It's been a trying day for some. And I want you to understand that God has breakthrough in your view. Hallelujah. God has a breakthrough in your view. I want to teach tonight. I'm going to try to teach. I was getting so many good feedback on Monday, how the show really blessed some of you all. All of my followers and supporters, and that is my mission, that is my goal. However the Lord does it, however he gets the message across, it's what I want him to do. Amen. Even on tonight, so I want to say thank you. Continue to send us your seed of support. Today is Tuesday. We're expecting you to sow your Breakthrough Tuesday seed, $20.15. Amen. $20.15 tonight. I'm expecting you to send that seed of support to Favor Factor Radio, and we're going to pray over your seed. Amen. Some of you have already done that, and I want to say thank you so much. Amen. I want to say thank you so much. You've already done that. And so I'm excited about what God's given me to do in this next phase, this next dimension, this next realm that you're about to go to. God's given me to send supernatural increase. He's given me to break through for somebody within the next 27 hours. Don't ask me why I hear the number 27, but that's what I hear, the number 27. Oh, now I do understand why. Hallelujah. In the next 27 hours, God's given me to break through for you. I understand now. now, the next 27 hours, God is getting ready to break through for you. And so I'm excited about this breakthrough. We've had so many testimonies to come through. Amen. We were in Garner on Friday night. My God, today, what a word. What a word the Lord spoke in that house. I could hardly preach, but deliverance and breakthrough was in the atmosphere. The Lord spoke a word that by Monday, amen, he said to tell the people that by Monday he was getting ready to break through for them. Out of that came, and I want to tell this testimony, and I'm almost ready to cry and dance at the same time, but we had been praying for someone. Amen. They were had a bad report from the doctor who had AIDS in their body, had AIDS. AIDS was in their body. And Pastor Desenick Slade and I prayed. This is the third time this has happened in our ministry. We begin to pray and intercede on behalf of that individual. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And I want you to understand something that happened by Monday. Amen. The Lord healed their body, went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, you know, I can't see it in your blood. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm getting filled up right now just thinking about how much we label God to be this materialistic God, and we label him to, if he doesn't give us a house or a car, or if he doesn't put money in our bank account, then he's not God. If he doesn't pay our bill, then he's not God. But I'm telling you that God, the doctors can't find a cure. But I'm telling you, I decreed and declared that God would touch that body, and he did that. Hallelujah. 3 months. It took 3 months. It took God 3 months. Amen. 3 months. And I'm telling you, I'm not talking about the HIV virus. I'm talking about classified as having the AIDS syndrome. And I'm grateful to God tonight. Amen. That person was so obedient. Amen. So obedient. So obedient. Every time they got, they would send seed to the website. They would sow, and they were sowing for their healing. And God healed them on tonight. God healed them on tonight. They can stand and say that God is a healer. Oh, I give glory to God right there. And God's going to heal somebody tonight. If God can, hey, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. God's going to heal somebody tonight. Your condition might not be that, but I'm telling you the truth, that God is a healer, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And so tonight, I'm telling you, you need to sow for your healing. If you are not sick, sow for somebody else's healing. Sow that $20.15 seed for somebody else's healing. God is supernaturally healing bodies. There is nothing too hard for God. We begin to pray. Hallelujah. Another young lady begin to pray. Hallelujah. Something happened with her car. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. And didn't take God long, but she sold on Friday night. Amen. And has a brand new car today. Glory to God. $20.15. Glory to God. I'm excited about what God is doing in the lives of his people. I'm excited about what God is getting ready to do in the lives of his people. My God, I wish some of you could feel the intensity in this prayer room, that I'm in my prayer room, and I feel God right now. I really feel him. I feel breakthrough. I feel miracle. I'm trying to get to what I want to talk about, but I'm telling you, this is a good place to lift your hands and begin to rejoice and begin to holler and begin to scream. Hallelujah. Begin to shout unto the Lord, because he is the breaker. Hallelujah. He healed. I'm talking about healed. Healed someone. Healed someone. Good evening to you, 816 and 501. Good evening to you, area code. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God healed. Amen. They sold. Hallelujah. And the Lord healed them. Tonight, they stand free in their body from the AIDS virus. I'm telling you, I love the Lord today. I don't know about nobody else, but I love him. I love him because he is the medicine that we need. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the creditor said. He is the creditor fixer. Come on, Jesus. He is a mind regulator. He's a healer. He is. He is all that you need him to be, all that you create him to be. He is that and more. And so I want you to understand tonight that God is bigger than your bill. Hallelujah. He's bigger than that. And tonight, that's why I want to tell you, amen, and the Lord began to say in the next 27 hours. And so my scripture tonight, it comes from 1 Samuel chapter 27. And so now I understand why the Lord said within the next 27 hours, amen, the next 27 hours, in the next 27 hours. I know that I said $20.15, but I dare somebody to sow $27.15 tonight and watch the Lord move on your behalf. And the Bible says that, and David said in his heart, I shall now one day perish by the hand of Saul. And there is nothing better for me than I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines, and Saul shall despair, and Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel, so shall I escape out of his hand. Oh, I want to stop right there, because now I can tell you right there that David is having a faith breakdown. Discouragement has gotten a hold of him, and now David is believing for the worst, and fear is faith in reverse. Come on, hear Jesus. I said that David is believing for the worst. Fear has crept in, and so we understand fear tonight. Fear is faith in reverse. And when I begin to understand the meaning of breakthrough, I begin to understand the meaning of breakdown, and I'm asking you a question tonight. Breakdown or breakthrough? It's totally up to you. Breakthrough, a sudden increase in knowledge, understanding. It is an important discovery that happens after trying for a long time to understand or explain something. And so what we have here is that we are in waiting of this to take place. We are in waiting of God to suddenly increase knowledge and understanding in us. We are suddenly waiting for understanding or for something to come out of this, for an explanation of why we are where we are right now. Breakthrough is a thrust that penetrates and carries beyond a defensive line in warfare. To break through, it means to break through an obstacle. It means a sudden advance. It means a notable success. Someone tonight is getting ready to experience a notable success. Someone tonight is getting ready to experience a notable healing. There's something that's getting ready to take place that is going to become noticeable to many people that said that it would not happen, that it cannot happen, that I just don't see it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight that the Lord is getting ready to happen, getting ready to cause something to be noticeable in your life. Hallelujah. This is a good noticeable. This is something good that people are going to notice. They're going to notice that thing that they thought was too hard. You've been shouting, you've been running, you've been crying for God to pay off your debt. Hallelujah. And I just have the faith to believe that it's getting ready to be noticeable. Hallelujah. You will break through and not break down. I want you to understand the meaning of breakdown means a failure of something to function. It means a failure of something to function. Something stops working. Now, when you have a car and your car breaks down, it fails to function properly, and so what happens is you have to call for the mechanic. I'm going somewhere. You have to call for the mechanic, or call for someone that knows what they're doing, that knows a little bit or that knows a lot about your car. And so sometime you have a Toyota and you can't take your Toyota to the Ford place because they don't specialize in fixing Toyotas. I want to run right now. And so when you get to the place, the Toyota place, and they say, thank you so much for bringing this in, and, you know, you're going to have to leave it here for a while because there's a part that we must order in order for us to fix your vehicle. Now, I want to tell somebody that God has your part on order tonight, Jesus. And that's why that's called the waiting process. And a lot of times when we take our cars to be fixed, we don't want to wait. We don't have the time to wait. We don't really want to wait because we want it fixed right then, even if it takes a few hours. But that's just how God works sometimes. Even when we sow seed and we sow that seed and we say, God, this is for my breakthrough, and we're expecting God to do it within a few hours, within a few days. But sometimes when you take your car to the shop, it takes longer than a few hours. It takes longer than a few days. But if you wait, come on, Jesus, if you wait in God's timing, if you wait in God's timing and understanding that his timing is not like our timing, hallelujah, we expect God to do it in the time that we want him to do it. But however, sometime a breakthrough cannot come in the timing that we expect. It comes when God's timing says now is the time for your breakthrough. And so we take the car to the shop and we wait, hallelujah, for days for it to be fixed. Sometimes it's in there longer than that. But what do you do while you wait? You still got to go to work. You still have to go to school. You still have places that you have to get to. So you begin to make provision. God begins to make provision for you to get to these places. And whether whether you have the great insurance to where your insurance pays for a rental, or whether you bum a ride from somebody else. Hallelujah. You, one thing that you must understand is that the process of the rental, of you having the rental, is only temporary, because God, while he has that thing in the shop and while he's preparing it for you and while he's creating it to be better, amen, he gives you something temporary. Come on here. And that's where you are right now. Some of you are in a temporary place. You're in a temporary holding place. You're in a temporary waiting room, and you're waiting for God to bring you what has been in the shop. You're waiting for that part to come in. You're waiting for your situation to be fixed, because it's not functioning. Something in your life is not functioning properly. It's not working correctly. And so we understand that even breakdown means that a failure that prevents a system from working properly. It is a failure to progress. It's a physical, mental, or nervous collapse. And so many of us right now are sitting in the seat of a physical collapse. Many of us are sitting in the place of a mental collapse. Many of us are sitting in the seat of a nervous collapse. But I want to tell you something that I said not too long ago, is that you may collapse, but you will not die. And so your car, and when you take the car, it's something that can be fixed. It's something that God can work on. It's something that the mechanic can fix. I want to tell you tonight that the mechanic, the Holy One, the Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Tiskanu, Jehovah Raha, Jehovah Shalom, he is getting ready to fix what you just put in the shop. And as a matter of fact, he's working on it right now. What happens is that when we don't see it working fast enough, is that it turns into fear, in that we will not be able to have that in full manifestation of that thing. And so our fear turns into, it begins to let our faith die. And so we understand that fear is faith in reverse, but I decree and declare tonight that your faith will not go in reverse. And everything that you're fearing right now, God is now plunging that out of your system. He's now taking that he's taking the stink, come on, out of your situation. He's taking out that hard thing. I want to talk to you tonight about discouragement, where it can lead you and how to overcome it. So sometimes discouragement comes suddenly. It comes suddenly, a word or a deed. And these words in our opening text, as we just read in 1 Samuel, are spoken by the man that faced a lion, faced a bear, and a giant, and a man anointed by God to be king of Israel. And so I want you to understand that many of us are experiencing a moment where we need a breakthrough. And even though you've been faced with many obstacles, and you are anointed, even the anointed has to experience a breakthrough. But you will not break down. If discouragement can get a hold of you, and if discouragement could have got a hold of him, it can attack us. So we must know how to fight it. Breakdown or breakthrough, it's up to you tonight. David said, I shall one day perish by Saul's hand. That's breakdown. He was planning a breakdown. And so in Philippians, the first chapter, and the 19th and the 20th verse, Paul said, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body. Come on, whether it be life or by death. That's breakthrough. In the 19th chapter of 1 Kings, we find Elijah having a breakdown. He went out, he went a day's journey into the wilderness. He sat down under a tree and said, it is enough to take my life. Caleb in Joshua chapter 14, verses 10 through 12, when he was 85 years old, said, I've waited 45 years. Give me that mountain. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out. That's a breakthrough. And so by now you should be able to see that discouragement will stop your breakthrough. Ah, yes, Lord. I said discouragement will stop your breakthrough. If you would look at where discouragement led David back in our opening text, David went to live with the Philistines. He moved in with the enemy. And so people tonight, hallelujah, what you must understand is that we become discouraged today. And so sometimes in church, or become hurt, pierced, or we become to a place where we don't want to do anything. We don't want to answer the phone. We don't want to. We don't want to go to work. We want to call out. We don't want to. We don't feel like eating. We go days without eating, and we lose in weight, and all of these things come. And the more that these things happen, the more we become weak. The more our flesh becomes weak. The more we become vulnerable and subject to the enemy. But I want you to understand, listen, God is not causing your trouble, and you won't escape the enemy by running into his kingdom. David fled unto Achish, the son of Maoch, king of Gath, and David and his men had killed their best warriors, but the Philistine king received him and made him welcome. Oh yeah, don't worry, the world will take you back, but beware, because the devil is a liar. The world will tell you that nobody don't love you, and that you ought to come on back out here. I'm talking to somebody right now. The devil will tell you the church doesn't love you. The church doesn't care. But there are some people that really do care about your situation. There are some people that really care about your well-being. There are some people that really do care. And if nobody else cares, what you must understand is that Jesus cares about everything that is concerning you. Because if it's concerning you, then your situation concerns him. Hallelujah. In verse 12, in that same text, it lets us know what the king really had in mind for David. He said, he shall be my servant forever. And so when the devil is tempting you to return to the world, or tempting you to return to those things that used to make you feel good, and so it tells you that the Christians don't understand you. It tells you that your family don't understand you. It tells you that church folk don't understand, and the church doesn't love you. Just remember Samson, and all the devil really wants is for you to go to sleep for a little while, and he get your chance. Come on here. He wants you to go to sleep for a little while, and he get your chains ready. He wants you to be his servant forever. So how do we fight discouragement? There are spiritual weapons against discouragement. Psalms 43 and 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou? Why art thou? Why are you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where is your hope in God? For I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Discouragement is never found until hope is lost or misplaced. I'm going to say that one more time. Discouragement is never found until hope is lost or misplaced. Misplaced meaning hope placed somewhere other than in God. Our own ability, doctors, lawyers, bankers, retirements. Hallelujah. These things are all right, but we should not put our hope in them. Now we are talking about Bible hope, not to be confused with wishing. Bible hope means to be intensely expectant. I want to ask you a question. Are you intensely expecting anything? A pregnant woman isn't wishing for a baby. She's expecting a baby. Remember what Paul said, according to my earnest expectation and my hope. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Bible hope is a spiritual force that hooks up to faith like a thermostat. I'm going to say that one more time because I need you to hear what I just said. Bible hope is a spiritual force that hooks up to faith like a thermostat on a furnace or the steering wheel on a car. It is the force that hooks up to faith like a thermostat on a furnace or the steering wheel on a car. Now, if you're not hooked up to that force, if you're not in your word daily, if you're not opening up the good book and trying to search scriptures to feed your spirit man, I want to let you know something, that your thermostat is going to break down and your furnace is not going to work anymore. What do you mean? Your faith is going to break down, and so now you're going in reverse. Come on here, somebody. The Bible places hope between faith and charity. The Bible places hope between faith and charity. Love, powerful company. How do I find hope? Romans 15 and 4. For whatever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Recall the promises of God. We could go on with hope. But David mentioned another weapon in Psalms 43 and 5. He said, for I shall yet praise him. I shall yet praise him. I need you to understand that where you are right now, in order to not cause a breakdown, you've got to find a praise in your situation. You've got to find a praise in what you're experiencing right now. Psalm 71 and 14 says, but I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. That means that the more the hell comes, the more it seems like that there's not going to be a breakthrough, the more you've got to praise him. The Bible clearly says it in Psalm 71 and 14, but I will continually and will yet praise. Is there anybody that has a yet praise? Is there anybody that says, in spite of what I feel right now, in spite of what I'm going through, I still got to thank you. I still got a hallelujah. I still got a one more yes in my sanctified soul. So you must understand that praise will bring a manifestation of God's presence. The Bible says in Isaiah 61 and 3, it says that we have been given a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. I'm not sure who I'm talking to tonight, but I'm trying to tell you that it's time to change your clothes. It's time to take off what you have on right now. It's time to take off that spirit of heaviness. God is trying to give you a new garment. Don't you understand that where you are right now, that you will not be there tomorrow? It's up to you whether you want to experience a breakdown or whether you want to experience a breakthrough. Sometimes in life we get in a situation, we begin to come to be conformed to the situation. We begin to allow the situation to overtake us. Hallelujah. But I want to tell somebody, the Bible clearly tells us that he's not going to allow us to sink. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about in the book, I believe it's in the book of Isaiah. I believe it's in the book of Isaiah chapter 43. Hallelujah. I believe it's Isaiah chapter 43. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 43, and it says, but Yes, here we are. Isaiah 43, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. I want to tell somebody, come out of fear. Hallelujah. This is not the place where you shall fear, for I have redeemed thee. I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. I need you to go look in the mirror and point to yourself and say, God is calling me by my name right now. He's calling you by your name right now. Thou art mine. He's saying that you are his. You are his. Don't you understand that you are his? He said to tell the people tonight, oh, Jacob, he said, tell the people tonight to fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have redeemed thee when thou passest through the waters. Hallelujah, I will be with you when through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. Don't you understand that God is not going to allow this situation to overtake you? He's not going to allow this thing to bring you under. As a matter of fact, he's bringing you to the top right now. He said that when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Let me tell you something, that since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. I want to tell you tonight that God has honored you. He has honored you. He has honored that you have decided to praise him every chance that you got. You did not allow your situation to overtake you. You did not allow it to break you down. You did not allow it to come to a place where you stopped serving the Lord, but you understood that if God had anything to do with what you were what you were going through, that he was not going to leave you there. Sometimes God will leave us in a place on purpose so that he wants to see, do you still have that last praise? Do you still have that last worship? Are you still going to praise me because I haven't done it yet? Because I'm getting ready to do it. I hear him saying, I'm getting ready to do it, but before I do it, I want to see if there's one more praise left. I want to see if there's one more sacrifice left in you. I want to see if you'll still praise me while you don't have it in your hands yet. I want to see, because you don't have it tangibly manifested in your hand right now, do you still love me? Do you still worship me? Am I still your Lord? Am I still your Jehovah Jireh? Am I still your Jehovah Nisi? Am I still your Jehovah Raha? Am I still I am that I am? Am I still your Emmanuel, your Alpha and your Omega? I want to ask someone something tonight. Is there still a praise left on the inside of you? If God had not healed your body, would you still praise him the way you praise him now? Come on here. If God had not yet given you the house or the car, would you still have a thank you? Would you still have a yes, Lord, in your soul? Would you still have another yes? I want to ask someone tonight, if God had not yet given you the promotion, if he had not yet given you the employment, is he still not worthy of the next thing? If he's still not worthy of the next praise that comes out of your mouth? Because if you think and if you know that he's worthy of the next praise, then he's counting you worthy of the next miracle. Now he's counting you worthy of the next breakthrough. Somebody thought that this was it, but I came to tell you that there is another breakthrough in view for you. There's another victory in view for you. Now you thought your victory only today will something wait until tomorrow. His mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, and the Bible tells us that he has given us new mercies every day. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I want to ask you, what if God gave you something brand new tomorrow? What if the day after that it was another brand new something? I want to tell you that not only is he about to give you a brand new life, but you're about to experience a brand new breakthrough. I'm talking to about three of you that are in contemplation right now, and the Holy Ghost is saying that I need you to praise me one more time. I need you to tell me yes one more time. I need you to tell me thank you one more time. There's one more time that you must begin to find a yes in your spirit. There's one more time that you must begin to clap those hands and open your mouth and shabak him, whether you're sitting in your car or in your living room. God is getting ready to visit you right where you are, in that place where you feel like you have nothing. God said, I'll create something. When you create something out of your mouth, when you create something out of the clapping of your hands, when you create something out of the stomping of your feet, there is another praise that's going to release your breakthrough. I hear the Holy Ghost saying tonight that he is getting ready to restore you, and that this is not the place where you break down, but instead he's about to allow you to penetrate the surface of your breakthrough. David never stayed discouraged, and neither did Elijah, and you don't need to either. Paul and Silas praised their way out of prison, and so can you. I want to tell you that I know that you feel like you're locked, like you're bound, and like you're chained, but I hear the Holy Ghost saying to tell my people tonight, prophet, that I am getting ready to shift the course of their destiny. I'm getting ready to shift the course of their life. I want you to understand that there is no sickness and no disease that the Lord cannot cure. Somebody tonight is trying to understand, how did I get in the predicament that I'm in right now? And I came to tell you that the Lord is getting ready to pull you up and out. It's not enough. Hey, Shikonamahaya. I said that he's getting ready to pull you up and out. And the reason why the Lord is speaking up and out is because when he pulls you up and out of it, that he's taking you away, taking it away from the root. And so tonight you must understand, people of God, that right now is your design moment. It is your hour. It is your minute. It is your second to receive a breakthrough. Somebody now needs to understand that before it can be done in the natural, the breakthrough begins to happen in the spirit. And so what's about to happen now, as you're lifting your hands and as you're opening up your mouth, is that God is allowing you to receive a spiritual breakthrough. That means that your spirit is getting ready to turn. Those things, those gifting and that anointing that you thought was dead, is about to wake up. And the moment that your gifting starts to work, the moment that you feel the anointing rising up on the inside of you, is the moment that you begin to open up your mouth and make a decree. It's the moment that you begin to open your mouth and declare that God is getting ready to shift the things in your life, that your children are going to be saved, set free, and delivered, that your money is not going to be looking funny anymore, that God is getting ready to send provision, that God is getting ready to heal your body, that God is getting ready to change your mindset. I want to let you know that if God can heal all manner of disease for somebody else, that you're not that far away from your healing. I decree and declare, people will begin to throw down their walkers, that they'll begin to throw down their wheelchairs, that they'll begin to throw down their crutches and their canes. I decree and declare now that the person that's waiting on their paycheck, and you're saying that it's not even going to be enough, I came to tell you that the Lord is getting ready to stretch. When you stretch, I came to tell you that if you can stretch out on his word, then God is getting ready to stretch out in your finances. If you can stretch out in another praise, then God is getting ready to stretch out in your body. If you begin to stretch out in another worship, God is getting ready to stretch out in your anointing. Listen, if you've ever been discouraged, Satan has said to you, turn back. Maybe you have ran with the enemy long enough. Maybe you're running into the enemy's camp right now. Tonight, you can have a breakthrough instead of a breakdown. If you already had a breakthrough, sound. God can turn it into a breakthrough right now. It is completely up to you. I hear the Spirit of the Living God saying, prophet, to tell them for the next 5 minutes that they must embrace me. They must embrace me in a new way, in a new form, in a new fashion. I want you to understand, people of God, that right now the place that you're sitting, right now the place that you're driving a car, that you're driving it, it has become your sanctuary. I want you to lift your hands now and begin to shabak him. If you're not afraid and if you're not scared of who's around you, let the tears fall down your face. Doesn't matter who's looking at you. I hear the Holy Ghost saying that if you would drop that tear, I hear God saying that I'm about to pick you up from that place of pity and place you in your promise. I'm saying again, the Lord said that he's getting ready to pick someone up out of their place of pity and place them in their promise. You shall not die, but you shall live and declare the good word of the Lord. This is not the place of failure for you, but this is your place of success. You are not headed for disaster, but you are headed for destiny. I'm talking to about four of you tonight that need to understand that God has a way that is getting ready to work for you, that God has a way that is getting ready to turn for you. It's turning for your good. It's turning for your good. You must understand that it doesn't feel good while it's working, but I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to tell them that it's working for their good. You must get yourself in position. You must get yourself in a place where all negativeness is leaving your ears. All negativity begins to leave your spirit, man. You need to surround yourself in an environment where people are pushing you to destiny and not pulling you from your promise. I decree and declare that tonight God begins to push you to a new place in him, that he begins to push you to that place called destiny. I want you to know that the seed that you sown, I want you to know that the praise that you gave, I want you to know the worship that you wowed him with, it's getting ready to show up on your behalf. God is about to manifest himself in a new way. He's getting ready to send a fire that shall lift you from where you are and cause the demons and devils and witches and warlocks that were holding your belongings to shift now and move out of place. And the angels are on assignment to take your place, to take your arms and bear you up from that place called nothing. Somebody right now should be lifting your hands and worshiping him because he's God. And so we understand tonight that God has not forgotten any one of you, that he is the I am that I am. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's not going to leave you there, but he's getting ready to give you a breakthrough. It's up to you. Will you break down or will you break through? Will you keep blaming others for the lack of your success? Will you continue to blame other people? For the lack of your success, or will you do something about it? Will you continue to blame people that you don't have? You don't have because you don't work. Come on here. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to show you that you're bigger than your problem. You have the power and authority to shift the course of your life, to change the course of your day, to change the course of your destiny. Who's holding your breakthrough? Who's holding back your breakthrough? Is it you? Hallelujah. Is it you? Are you holding back your breakthrough? All God says is that I require one more yet praise. Hallelujah. One more yet praise. It might be a sacrifice to praise him because you don't feel like it. But if you would sacrifice to the Lord tonight, that one more praise, that one more worship, the Lord shall cause you to break through and not break down. My God, I love you, people of God. I love you tonight. God is getting ready to do it expedient. He's getting ready. I heard the Lord. I was texting my daughter earlier, and the Lord told me to tell the people he's causing expedient manifestation. You better get ready because this thing is getting ready to speed up. Your manifestation is getting ready to speed up. Expedient manifestation is getting ready to take place in your life. To God be the glory. I'm looking for your testimony. I'm praying over your Breakthrough Tuesday seed. Hallelujah. PCBministries.com. Send us your seed. Click on the donate button. We're praying over it tonight. We're printing out your prayer requests, and we're putting them on our altar. We're believing God for your next breakthrough and not your breakdown. May the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and add no sorrow. God bless you. Until Thursday night at 9 p.m.
Put your hands together. Your love, the harvest, and we will.